From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Here we are, the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Dugout Podcast, chalking opening day episode with the stakeholders and as well as Yankees baseball, Major League Baseball as a whole. The season is underway in 2018. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Of course, an audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. I have a lot to discuss when it comes to our New York Yankees. Getting a split in Toronto, which was pretty disappointing to say the least, and we already know why. We'll get to those points. An opening day was really, really ready to talk Yankees versus Rays today, but of course the snow at Yankee Stadium postponed it, canceled the game, pushed it back a day, so we'll probably have to rile up that dialogue in the next episode of the Dugout Podcast, talking Yankees. But there's some good things from this weekend in Toronto, and then there's some questionable things. You got to raise your eyebrows at what happened in Toronto. Now we could start with the good or the great, in which Giancarlo Stanton made his impact with the Yankees. First game of the season, getting the two home runs on opening day in Toronto, one of those home runs off of J.A. Happ. We could talk about the good start in pitching with our top guys, Luis Severino and, of course, Masahiro Tanaka. Solid starts for those two guys. I'll extend a nice start for CC Sabathia, but questionable or need to get a little bit more out of Sonny Gray. We got to have that dialogue. And of course, the bullpen issues with Dellin Betances and what happened with that. And Conley giving up that big 2-run home run. And of course, the grand slam given up by David Robertson on Sunday, which was a go ahead grand slam that gave the Blue Jays the lead and, of course, the win. But let's look at the bright side. And then let's not even forget about Aaron Boone. That was a horrible decision he made, rookie manager, and I think he will learn from that. I am confident that he will. I don't know why. I find him to be a good or bright baseball mind, but I think Yankee fans, what they saw on Sunday, that is forgivable, and it's good that it's early in the season, in game four of the season, but that was definitely not the right call, given the intentional walk loading up the bases for Justin Smoke, who definitely worked the count versus David Robertson, and you saw what happened down 4-3, the go-ahead grand slam to left center field. I thought Garnett, you could just tell going off the bat that it was going. So it made it the game 7-4, and pretty much all she wrote. And then O came into the game, the reliever for the Blue Jays. And that's what it really was. So the good, the excitement for Giancarlo Stanton, you can see why it was one of those moves. You stockpiling in the outfield. Because the way I look at it, especially with Stanton in the situation of Aaron Judge, and we got to talk about him and his slow start, because I'm not seeing the carryover from what happened at the beginning of last year. You know, the first half of 2017, he was very hot, and ever since the home run derby, you know, you already know he went to a very big slump. He struck out a lot. And I didn't see, even in spring training, we talked about it in the spring training as well, that I didn't see any rhythm at his at-bat since the surgery. And I think because of him being just at-bats, just rhythm, it just doesn't look right. And it's still continuing. I think that is a little bit of a concern for me, and I think it's a lot of concern for a lot of Yankee fans. I think he could turn it around, and it's just when it will be. And I think that's part of the reason why I even said at the start of this spring training as well that the Yankees could win the division or should win the division. But I thought they would get off to a slow start. And I think a lot of it on a batting side offensively would have been Aaron Judge, because through the first four games, he's been batting 200. Looks uncomfortable at the plate. A few strikeouts. I know he went 1-for-3 on Sunday, but he this is not the same era. It's not the same Aaron Judge that we want, or MVP caliber like we saw in the first half of the season of last year. And I think the move with Giancarlo Stanton, with Derek Jeter trading for Starlin Castro, and then in return we get cash. We got Castro for Stanton, and of course a couple of minor leaguers or whatever. But I think this is that insurance, just that stockpiling at the position. Now we already know Aaron Hicks is on a 10-game disabled list. For all what it was worth and what we were going to see out of him in preseason, he's already nicked up for 10 games. So there's a little bit of experimenting going on right now in the Yankees outfield. You've got a little bit of rotation. Some days you got Judge in right and Stanton in left, and you have whoever in center. Then you got you saw for the first time Aaron Judge play center field over the weekend, which with Garner and left, and also Giancarlo Stanton in right. So I've seen Aaron Boone's kind of mixing and matching and putting in like a musical chairs in the outfield. I don't really see the huge point. Maybe you have room for flexibility just to give a feel. It feels like spring training in a sense of, you know, having guys in certain positions. It's all of the carryover of this Aaron Hicks being out with the 10 games. But you got to see defensively. Now, this is still good with this. Like Aaron just, we're talking about his batting, but defensively, he still could get it done. You know, you could still say that you saw the throw out from right field. He has a cannon. He throws right on the dart. That's the part that, you know, he's not going to not lead the lineup. He's going to be good defensively. He's going to be a guy to make good defensive play. He plays a solid outfield, you know, so no issues with that when it comes to him. Or even Gardner, even though he's up there in age, he could still play a decent left field or center field if you need him to. But I like to see that when it comes to at bat, both of those two, both of them, because I'll talk about Brett Gardner as well, because he's kind of struggled as well out the gate, especially Aaron Judge, because all eyes is pretty much on the new modern-day era of Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle. You know, it's just that's what everybody was talking about in the offseason, Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. That's what everybody wanted to see, man. That's what everybody wanted to see. So far, Aaron Judge has kind of struggled at the plate. A lot of strikeouts, not hitting the ball correctly, you know, not even getting a bat on the ball. I know he went 1-for-3 on Sunday, but batting 200 thus far, and I think that's the slow start I thought I was going to expect from Aaron Judge. We'll get to the bullpen. We'll get to the starting pitching. We'll definitely get to the Aaron Boone stuff, because I definitely want to talk with the stakeholders on this opening day. The game that was canceled due to snow. Was looking forward to the matchup because we needed to get that Sunday game bad taste out of our mouths. So let's bring on the stakeholders. This is opening day. Shout outs to all the guys on BleedBlueShow.com and also on our social media on Instagram as well, and also on Facebook and Twitter. So let's get to the worm real quick. Worm, just say hello real quick, and we'll bring on another stakeholder, and we're going to have to start with all this stuff. So, Worm, say hello to the people.
Hey, what's going on? How's your day going?
Worm, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's going on? Pretty good.
Nothing. All right.
Just wish I would have gotten the news a little sooner about the game being canceled. I was at 154th Street on the subway when I got a text message that the game was being canceled.
So you wasted
it is
the day
what it
hook.
Is. Yeah, I blew a vacation day. I'm like, ugh. But I mean, at least I was able to exchange my tickets for another game, and then I got my seats upgraded, so I can't really complain.
You got a return on an investment, man.
Oh, absolutely. So it wasn't a total loss, but I haven't been to opening day in a couple of years. You know, it's been a while, and I was, you know, just hoping to get there for home opener, but. You know, it is what it is.
All right. hold that thought, because I want to start off with Stanton and Judge and Gardner, especially with these guys at the top of the lineup. Let's get Ray on. Let's say hello to Ray. Ray, what's up? Talk to us. How's everything, sir?
Yo, everything's good. See, what's good, man? What's good, Worm? What's good, everybody,
what
man?
Good.
What's going on?
I think
man,
good.
Listen, man.
Real quick.
Mm-hmm. No, I just want to say real quick, man. The Yankees, man, they always start the way they do, but they'll pick it up, man. That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Hold on, Ray. Let's go back to Worm real quick, because Worm, I was talking about Giancarlo Stanton's two home runs on the opening day. I was talking about Aaron Judge's slow start, and what's really under the radar is Brett Gardner's slow start. He's our leadoff guy, and he's batting 118. It's like I haven't seen him get on track as well. Let's focus on those three guys first. And what's your thoughts on those three guys in particular thus far through four games?
Stanton, it was very important that he got off to the start that he did, only so that, you know, our fan base can't bitch and complain, you know, about taking on a player with that big of a contract in a trade. So it was very important that Stanton did come out firing the way that he did. And the guy's happy to be here. You know, he loves being a Yankee in, you know, the short time that he's been with us so far. But it was very important that he got off to a hot start. Aaron Judge, I'm not too concerned. I'm really not. Because you look in the past before, you know, coming out of spring training, the years that the Yankees have been hot in spring training, they always come out to a slow start. So, I mean, I'm really not too concerned. Aaron Judge has to just, you know, better pitch selection. And he's got to see the ball better coming out of the pitcher's hand. You know, that'll come with the at-bat. Same thing with Brett Gardner. You know, he's just better pitch selection. But as far as, you know, with Judge and Gardner, the laser that Judge threw from the outfield to nail a runner at home plate, I think it was Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, his defense is right on where it needs to be. So, I mean, at the moment, as long as he's at least contributing defensively, I can live with the bat being off a little bit. Same thing with Gardner. You know, his defense is right there. You know, the hitting will come. Just get the defense down. You got enough players in this lineup that can carry, you know, the ones that are struggling at the moment. I mean, the bottom of our lineup has been great. So I mean, I'm really not too concerned with the top. You got enough players in this lineup that it'll balance it out, because you know not everybody's going to be clicking at the same time. You know, that's all I got with the three of them.
Hey Ray, what about you? What's your thoughts on Stanton, Judge, and Gardner through the first four games?
Well, me personally, Stanton, the way he started off the season, it was great, but you know. Gardner. So it takes Brett Gardner a little bit more to get him motivated, but he will be fine. You know what I'm saying? I feel that. You know, the Yankees start off slow at times in the season, and they pick it up. So, you know, I feel that it's just early in the season. I'm not worried about it, but they will pick it up. That's all I got.
I mean, that's kind of what I said as well with you guys. I'm in agreement as far as starting off slow. I'm not surprised, but I think I'm still a little hungover from the Sunday game, because I really expect 3 out of 4 with this team. I mean, winning the series. And I think I think especially with the Yankees this season, they have to win series. They can't be splitting with teams that they're superior or better than. I thought Toronto got away with, I wouldn't say got away, they won it, they earned it, but we gave it away to them as well on Sunday with the bullpen, of course, Aaron Boone. Because it was really encouraging, Worm, about not Severino. I'm not surprised. I still have my some doubts because I thought Severino pissed his ass off last year. And I thought, you know, there was going to be some situations this year he was going to maybe a little let down, but he was solid opening day. But Tanaka, outside of the fastball he gave up to Randall Grichuk on the game on Friday, his slider was off the hook good. His slider was excellent on Friday. And then mixing it with that splitter and a little bit of that curveball. I was really very happy with what I saw out of Severino and Tanaka. What's your thoughts on that? Oops. Sorry about that.
Hey, that's all right. Tanaka's slider was you know, right on. When his slider is working, he's going to produce a lot of ground balls and a lot of strikeouts. As far as Stevie goes, how do you really feel about, you know, Stevie being taken out as early as he was? I just wanted, you know, to push little buttons because I knew you were upset listening to your rant.
I thought he pulled him a little bit early. I mean, there's all this stuff with analytics. This is overrated. And I'll get to that when we get
absolutely.
To Aaron Boone.
Mm-hmm. Here's what Aaron Boone did. He took a page out of the Joe Torre, Joe Girardi managing book, where early in the season, he's not letting his starting pitchers go to distance. That's Torre was known for doing that, and Joe Girardi was known for doing that as well. You know, early in the season, you know, the first couple of starts these guys get, you'll be lucky if you see a Yankee starting pitcher going past the sixth inning. I'd say most of the time you're going to see six and a third, six and two-thirds, maybe six full. I don't see Boone letting these guys go to distance. I really don't. So, you know, which in turn, you run the risk of overworking the bullpen like Joe Girardi used to do. But, I mean, it's just the way that the Yankees have managed over the last couple of years. And I definitely feel as though we should have taken a minimum three or four from Toronto. You can't drop, you know, gift wrap divisional games, you know, for a divisional, you know, rival. You can't do that. That's gonna come back and bite you in the ass, you know, come September when you're jockeying for, you know, playoff seating, whether it's for the division crown or whether it's for, you know, wild card spot. But you know, that's basically it right there.
Hey, Ray, what about you? What was your thoughts as far as the starting pitching? And Worm brought up the point about Yankee Severino, and you guys already knew my rants about that. I thought it was a little bit too early. They're trying to do this babysit the pitch count. Are you in agreement with that? Because I think your opinion was actually more so you want to go to the bullpen, or correct me if I'm wrong. What was your thoughts on the Severino on the first game as far as going over
Steve,
to Chad Green?
Yo, Steve, first of all, your ants on Facebook have me rolling, man. You got really upset about that shit. But you know what? You know, I feel that, you know, Boone is trying to keep it safe. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to keep it safe. And don't get me wrong, it was kind of questionable because Servi was fucking pitching a gem. But you know what? It's cool that he went with the bullpen, because of the fact that, you know, we got to save him. And I agree with Worm. It's like the first 2 weeks of the season because we need to save these pitchers, man, for a long run. And I feel that, I mean, it was fine with me, but you know, it's like, you know, I me personally, he should have let him pitch a little bit longer. But it is what it is, man. I mean, that was a good move by Boone to let him pitch that long and then hang it up because our bullpen is like one of the best bullpens in the league. So I did not really question the move, and that's all I got.
My whole thing at that point, because he had one more out in the inning, and I didn't think there was a major threat of him giving up a hit or putting a guy on base. I thought there was enough gas in the tank. He was only at 89, 90 pitches at the time. So I'm just kind of at the point where I thought he did yank him a little bit early. And I agree with you, Worm, as far as the points is, you know, is pretty much the Captain Joe's. It was Girardi-ish. It was Joe Torian, like the way he did it. I was looking at it more. He could have got at least another third of the inning out of it. I thought he was grooving. I thought he was excellent. Pretty much all game long, he was working the corners. His four seamer was on point. I didn't see any threats, and I'm not really about babysitting. I mean, Severino is one of those guys. Especially he's the horse. He's in his mid-20s. He's not up there in age like CC Sabathia. I thought they could at least got another out of it. I mean, I'm nitpicking outs, but if you could go to Chad Green and get the job done and get guys out, I mean, by all means, you look like a genius. Then there's going to be some games where you yank them too early, like Sonny Gray, or could Sonny Gray give us more than what he did on Sunday? Now let's talk about that, Worm. As far as Sonny Gray, if you saw that game on Sunday, I thought he actually had pretty decent stuff. I thought he only went four innings, and he gave up a lot of hits through four innings. He gave about 7 to 8 hits, and he struck out a lot of people. But it's like Sonny Gray's was wasting pitches. He did a lot of wasting of pitches on Sunday, and I think it raised his pitch count to go up more than it should or should have had. And I thought it forced Aaron Boone's hand to really go to the bullpen earlier than he wanted to. Warren, how do you look at that situation with Sonny Gray? And then just, I guess this is all tying into Aaron Boone as far as getting a feel for this team. Are you confident, or you're just going to take it game by game? How you look at this with Sonny Gray, the bullpen, Aaron Boone? How you tie all this together after the series versus Toronto?
Sonny Gray is a rookie manager. I mean, Sonny Gray. Aaron Boone is a rookie manager. There's going to be some growing pain. You know, he's got it. I think the veterans, which is important, on this team bought into him, and they believe in him. They trust him. And as long as you got the veterans that are buying into your program, they will get the younger players on the same page, you know, with the manager. Aaron Boone's a rookie manager. This is his first assignment. This is the first four games he's managed in his career. He's going to make mistakes. You know, Joe Girardi made mistakes. He was a seasoned manager. Joe Torre made mistakes. He was a seasoned manager. You know, my advice to the Yankee fan base is just take a Xanax, have a drink, you know, just relax. Aaron Boone, get his feet wet and get his feet under him. And, you know, let him get a chance to, you know, really get a feel for managing, because he's coming out of the broadcast booth. He's a very smart baseball mind. He was an interesting candidate that I thought when they hired him at the time. And I think, you know, give the guy some time. I think he's going to be a really good manager.
What was your immediate reaction to how you saw the middle innings happen on Sunday as it developed with the bullpen?
I think he mismanaged it a little bit. But, you know, that's going to come with experience. With Sonny Gray, I noticed he started to get like Andy Pettit-like. You know, he was trying to, you know, paint corners. You know, he was trying to, you know, and put it in, you know, perfect location. And, you know, Andy Pettit used to drive his pitch count up when he would do that. You know, it's he was getting in the, you know, deep counts. He was wasting too many pitches, you know, when Sonny Gray was on the mound. So to take him out after four, I mean, I agree with it. You know, his pitch count was getting high. And, you know, you have Adam Warren in the bullpen. You have Chad Green in the bullpen. Those two can eat up a lot of innings, you know, between the two of them. So you're in a good spot. It's just, you know, the bullpen failed. It's going to fail. You know, you're not going to have – you know, a bullpen 162 times during a regular season. It's not going to happen. You know, at times, yeah, they're going to fail. They're going to blow games. It's baseball. Anything can happen. I do think at times, and, you know, this is with Joe Girardi too, is they rely too much on those, on the numbers, on the books, on the analytical stuff. You know, and then, you know, prime example was Sanchez was swinging a hot bat, and you're sitting him. You gotta, at some point, you gotta take those analytics and the numbers and all those friggin' binders, throw them in the friggin' dumpster, and go with the hot bat. You know, go with the hot hand out of the bullpen. You know, go with the hot defensive player. Stop looking at numbers and play baseball. About it.
All right, Ray, what about you? What about your thoughts on the game Sunday with Sonny Gray? Your overall thought, just as a fan, watching it on Sunday as it developed, as the Yankees were blowing the lead, they gave up the two-run home run, Conley's two, gave up the two-run home run, then you saw the grand slam. What was your immediate reaction on that?
Well, I feel like this. I feel that, you know, Sonny Gray, the problem last year with Sonny Gray was the run support. And this year he got in the lineup to do it. It's just that, you know, he can't be giving up them big-time pitches so these people can get home runs. You know what I'm saying? He keeps giving up them home runs, it's going to be a problem. But I feel that Sonny Gray this year will be better as a pitcher. Except, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't get it. Like, because I seen the Sunday game. You know, I feel that the those are going to be crucial down the line in the season. You know what I'm saying? And Sonny Gray needs to stop doing that, because I feel like, I feel the reason why he's doing that is because last season, you know, they didn't give much run support. So this year, I feel that he's got all the pressure on him to pitch, and I think this is the reason why he's over pitching, and that's why he gave up so many runs Sunday's game, because he feel like he's over pitching and he needs to stop doing that. And he start thinking that, listen, you got a lineup where it's gonna give you runs, so he needs to stop. He needs to step back and realize stuff and stop doing that. And that's all I got.
You know what? I've been kind of a big proponent on Sonny Gray in the spring training. I thought he was going to be a guy that was going to pick up the slack after even last year, especially after the trade. And going into a full spring training session, I really counted on him to really add some quality innings, quality depth as far as limiting the bullpen as possible. And that was actually the complete opposite for one game on Sunday. I thought going up against Stroman as well for the Blue Jays, you know, he has to, you know, his pitching duel with him, I thought he did kind of hold his own. It was just the way the some of the pitches, like Worm said, is kind of, I think Eddie Pettis is a good comparison in the sense of aiming strikes instead of just pitching and then working off the main stuff that you use. I look at it like this as well. You know, those couple of walks that he did give up, I think he'll be fine as far as not pressuring himself and not really worrying about getting yanked the way he did. And I think it's going to be more, you know, a lot of guys he did have that got on base in the first four innings that while he was in there, I think he kind of just overworked himself. And I think that could be cleaned up, though. I'm really optimistic when it comes to him. And it definitely did put Aaron Boone into a situation. I kind of see what you're saying, guys, as far as the bullpen is not going to be undefeated. I'm a little disappointed in this performance because I think all Yankee fans, if not 98% of us, said as long as we got to the bullpen, this was going to be a lights-out thing. And it could be for the most part. But just for a two-game stretch, especially Sunday, I thought it was really disappointing, man, especially some of the bombs that they gave up later in the innings, man. I thought especially in the Sunday game, especially the Grand Slam, of course. And that's something I definitely want to ask you guys with Aaron Boone. But in particular, Conley up 4-1, you give up the big two-run home run and make it 4-3. Made it interesting on their part because the game was pretty much in control in that seventh inning. Then they came right back, and the most silliest of decisions of as a manager, where I didn't think Josh Donaldson was really doing anything in the game, and Justin Smoker was a guy that we kind of crushed on our AL East episode, and kind of made us look stupid as far as duplicating his season last year. Like his last year was a fad. Shout out to the stakeholder. I won't mention any names on that, but he delivered a crushing blow, making David Robertson work his pitches. And I say all that to say is, I hope Aaron Boone definitely does not do that again in the situation of whoever we have to face, a team where you have your main guy who led the team in batting average, home runs, RBIs in the previous season. You don't intentionally walk the guy in front of him to pitch to him, especially in those circumstances. I definitely want to go back to Worm on that. Now, as far as Aaron Boone, you said about the analytics, but if that's what the manager believes in, we could be in a situation like that again. And you know how the fan bases are when it comes to things like that, where if a situation arises where we have to be in a predicament, we may have to walk the guy to get to a main guy, and you're going off of analytics, do you think he may go against the grain personally as far as pitch it directly? Worm, do you think it's just going to be a trend, or you think the manager is going to believe solely into the analytics?
I think, you know, the manager is going to go by what he believes in and what got him the job. I don't think he's going to change unless Cashman says, "Hey, I want it done this way," and then he's going to probably have to change, you know, his thinking, but. You know, Brian Cashman, I'm almost sure, and I could be wrong, but, you know, he's very big into that analytic, you know, stuff. I really think that, you know, if that situation comes up again, I think Aaron Boone, you know, might question himself before he intentionally walks somebody in a situation like that. But I think at the end of the day, he's going to go into his belief and what got him the job. But to me, if you're gonna walk, you know, intentionally walk a player in front of somebody that, you know, has a high batting average, that shows a lot of disrespect to that that player, and he's gonna be looking to crack one. You know, that's basically it.
Mm-hmm. Same thing for you, Ray. What about Boone sticks with his approach with the analytics? Does it bother you? Are you pro analytics? Are you pro traditional stats? Or pro, you know, you trust what your eyes see? Oh, how do you look at this, Ray, from the managerial point of view, as far as keeping it going or not?
Well, I feel like this. That's one reason why the Yankees hired him. He's analytics that. They said that the Yankees are big on analytics, and that's fine and all. But Aaron Boone has a strong cast of bench coaches that can teach him. Like, listen, if he does a mistake, they're like, listen, man, this is not how you do it. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I feel that Aaron Boone's going to learn from his mistakes. And it's early in the season, but he's going to learn from his mistakes, and I feel that he's going to grow from that, and he's going to make things better. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, Aaron Boone, first time being a manager and shit, you know, but you know, the bench coaching is the key. They need to tell him and he got a lot of seasoned bench coaches that will tell him, like, listen, what you're doing is wrong, and he will learn from the mistakes and make things better. That's all I got.
All right. Let me see. Let's look at the situation with Dellin Betances. I think that's another elephant in the room we cannot ignore as far as our Yankee bullpen, with him giving up the home runs. But what's even worse than giving up the home runs, Wurman, Ray, is the sense of allowing, like, just this is a whole overall aura on the mound. Just doesn't look right, doesn't look sharp, looks slower than it usually has. I think he still has lost that confidence. Now, going back into as far as his pitching, getting trying to get guys out, I don't think he trusts his stuff like he wants. And I think opposing players picked up on it. And I think one of the biggest things that we saw over the weekend, which was really quite disturbing, Kevin Pillar, who is actually a fine baseball player, I actually like his game, the center fielder for the Blue Jays, just going around the diamond on him, stealing second, stealing third, stealing home on him. And I think that's a byproduct of a relief pitcher who's just out there. He's not out there with a purpose. He's just out there to be called upon. And I think he's kind of lost his step. Not that he can't get it back. I think it may have to take a couple of regular season game action to get guys out in future games to build his confidence. But I think his confidence is shot, Worm and Ray. But Ray, Worm, I wanted to ask you, because we'll talk about all these other relief pitchers, Betances, and we get to Robertson and Chad Green. But first, Betances, man, what's the thing? First thing that sticks out in your mind when you watched him on the mound over the weekend?
To me, it seems like Betances isn't pitching with any type of confidence whatsoever. You know, his head has been screwed up since, you know, the end of last year. And, you know, it showed in the playoffs when Girardi would stay away from him because he just didn't trust him. depending on how the contracts work out, that's coming back up. Depending on how the contracts work out, you know, I think maybe they should send him down to AAA, let him get some relief appearances there. And, you know, have him, you know, work out what he needs to work out. It seems like he's pitching with no confidence whatsoever. And, you know, he's got a great talent, but maybe they need to send him down, you know, a couple weeks and let him just work through what he needs to work through, because right now you can't bring him out of the bullpen. He's hurting us, and he's doing more damage than, you know, good. I hate to give up on talent, but I think maybe send him down to, you know, Scranton, you know, send him down to Trenton, let him get some work down there, because he's not doing it, and I can't trust to put him in a ball game at the present time.
What about circumstantial relief in the sense of, do you bring him in if the Yankees are up like 8-1? Would you be comfortable getting some when you got a lead with a cushion, or just no matter what, you want someone down no matter what the situation is?
I think he needs to go down to work on whatever issues he has mentally. It's just my personal opinion. It just looks like he's pitching with no confidence, and it's not going to make a difference whether you're up 8 runs or whether you're up, you know, 2 runs. I think he needs to go down and work through what he needs to work through, because to have him up here with the big team, if he's not pitching, you know, he's what, sitting in the bullpen, maybe having a throwing session. It's really not helping him. I think he needs to go down and work with, you know, the Yankee pitching staff down there, where they can give him more time than he would get, you know, instruction wise on the MLB level.
All right, let's go back to Ray. Ray, cool. Ray, what is your thoughts on the situation with Dellin Betances and the relief outings that you saw over the weekend? Are you more bothered by the home runs he gave up, or are you more bothered by once he got guys on base, if you do you have more weight or other than one over the other? How do you look at the situation with him in middle relief? Because I think Boone really wants to work with him, got him in as quickly as possible. But what's your thoughts on Big Chances?
Yo, I feel like this. I feel like he needs to get himself together because he hasn't been the same since last season. And last season showed that he hasn't been the same pitcher. And if he keeps going at, yo, we either need to throw him down in AAA or he got to go. He's a weakness to our bullpen. He is a weakness. And if he keeps on doing what he's doing, he got to go, man. Either way, man, like, this guy, man, he went from a shutout pitcher in the bullpen to straight trash. He's straight trash, and he got to go, man. Like, I feel that if he doesn't get his stuff together, the Yankees got to figure out something with him because if not, he got to go, and that's all I got.
So you're ready to get rid of the player altogether in the sense of, even since his arbitration, like a couple of seasons ago, you're saying that you would rather not deal with him at all, let alone don't even worry about AAA, AA, get some just where the pressure is like a lot off than the Bronx, right? You just want him
right
totally off the team. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Well, what I'm saying is if he can't get his pitching right. I agree with Worm. Maybe they should send him the AAA, but even if he can't get that right, you got to go because of the simple fact he's a weakness in our bullpen. He got to go. Either way, he got to go.
All right. Well, let's look at it like this, man. I feel what you guys are saying. The game on the Friday game, I think the game that was with the Tanaka – he's only in there for one inning, so he didn't have, too much work. But it was just a big enough sample where it just didn't look right with the one home run that he did give up. It didn't look like he was all into the sense of being locked in. Like like we're really looking at pre-2018 playoff Betances. It's just the hits. It gives up, giving up a couple of hits here and here, but just just not holding runners, and that was never really his strong point at the end, in a sense anyway. His thing is just concentration. It's about focus. It's about it's really mental, and then that's what we saw in the playoffs last year. His whole thing was mental. He couldn't even find the plate last year. Now at least he's at that point where he's in the ballpark as far as getting, some strikes here and there. But I think the Yankees, Worm and Ray, I think they have to make a quick decision, at least while it's early, to get him some outing, some quality, and it's away from the big ball club. But I don't know if that's going to really hinder his performance or hinder his progress, or even build his confidence. I'm not exactly sure how they want to do that or go about that. Because I think that's the whole point of why with the spring training as well. And I think they were rolling the dice, thinking it was going to just go away. And I think every time somebody just gets a hit, it's like, uh-oh, here we go again. You know, he gave up the big one home run on Friday, the game against versus the Blue Jays on Friday, and the relief after Chad Green at that point. But just on the Sunday game, you had the one walk and gave up the home run as well. He'll get guys out. He'll still get his strikeouts, and I think he can still build off of rhythm as well on that. But he's definitely a wild card in all this, man. He definitely is. We're gonna see and wait and see how this is going to develop, because he's a real key piece to all this bullpen. Because if he could get on, and we already know this is going to always strengthen the bullpen. I don't think it's going to necessarily make him weaker if he doesn't perform as well. But overall, the weekend, it was really somewhat shaky to see how get off to that give up the bombs that he did, man, because it was just never like that. And I think we're all going off the reputation. It's just the start to a new one when it comes to him. We'll go back around. Is there anything, I know, Warren, you were eager to get to opening day, the cancellation of the snow with the Rays. Now, if we had to go back to the Blue Jays series, we got the split. If you had to give it a letter grade overall, I mean, I think each individual player gets a certain grade, but let's look at the team overall. How would you look at this thing, man? How would you give the team overall? If you want to give it judge, if you want to give an individual grades for the players or the team, what's your thoughts as far as grades just for the first four games?
Overall, I would give it a team grade, only because, you know, my feelings are, you know, it's team wins together, team loses together. They took 2 out of 4. I'd give them a C. Nothing any higher. I mean, they were average. You know, they're 2-2. That's average. It's 500. It's about a C. I wouldn't give them anything higher. You know, our manager made some mistakes that I think he'll learn from. Some of the players, you know, saw their deficiencies that they need to work on. But, you know, there's a lot that they could build out of that. It wasn't a total loss. Personally, I'm disappointed because I thought they could take 3 out of 4. But, you know, I mean, it wasn't a total loss. It's not like we got swept. It's not like, you know, we only won one game. We're at 500. You know, I'm not satisfied, but I'm okay. They're about average with some, you know, very good play mixed in here and there. That's about where I'm sitting grade wise. And that's across the board, you know, with everybody.
Gotcha. Even with Tanaka and Severino?
Them I would give, you know, a B plus because there's always room for improvement. Stanton, I'll give him a B plus.
Mm-hmm.
Judge, I'll give this a C plus. He did have some nice defensive plays in the outfield. Sanchez, I'll give him about a B plus. Bullpen overall, C minus. Same thing with the hitting. I mean, with Tanaka and Seve's grades, that, you know, brings everything, you know, to an average of a C. We'll call it that since they're 2-2.
All right, Ray, what about you? Overall grade for the Yankees.
Well, me, I give them a C plus. I mean, the Yankees, you know, they came off they came off the gate good, but they need to focus on that. Beatriz, to me, he's the weak link in the bullpen, and I feel that. This team right here, man, I mean, it's early in the season. I can't really, you know what I'm saying? But I tell you what, Sonny Gray, he's going to have his struggles. But I think that this team is going to help him with the run support. So I see the Yankees averaging about 5 runs a game when they do win. You know what I'm saying? But and the thing with me is with this team is like, oh man, like I want to judge them early. Cause like I said, there's too many games left in the there's too many games left for me to even judge them. So I see them as, you know, and I give Stan a B plus because this dude came off the rip and he started hitting bombs. So I got Stan hitting over 60 home runs this year, and it's crazy, man. But you know what? I give him about a C plus.
All right, cool. Thank you very much, Ray. Chris wants to weigh in on the Yankees, his thoughts, and then I'll go back around for final thoughts. So go ahead, Chris. Fire away. Welcome back, man. To the B.
Hey, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen. Sir. Ray, Worm, and of course the big Azul. It's too early. We got 158 more games, yo.
When you say it's too early for what though? Exactly what?
For everything. It's too early for judgment. We got a rookie manager. We had our home opener postponed by unusual snow. It's too early for judgment. Yes, yes, you have a right as a diehard Yankee fan or whatever you want to call it to be pissed off at this bullpen. It's kind of hilarious, actually, right now. But it's early, man. You know, David Robinson and everybody, Kanai and all of them, wait a minute. Let them get their bearings down. You know, Judge probably didn't look that great against the Blue Jays, man. But, hey, he got 3 walks. You know, he led the league last year in the same department, which means he's working out his little angles, too. The whole team needs to work it out. They're 2-2. They're not 0-4. Hold on a minute. If they're still the favorite to win not only this division and this league, but the whole damn thing. Calm down. Let's just play. Let's just look and watch and enjoy some baseball right now, man. We're 2-2, or both home and away. It's gonna be okay. I like what I saw out of Sonny Gray yesterday. You know, and I also like what I saw out of Chad Green, by the way, as far as pitching is concerned. Yeah, the bullpen needs to get their act together, and I think they will, you know, but it's too early to be sending people down or benching anybody. Hold on, y'all. Wait a minute, man. It's Yankee baseball you're talking about. This ain't the Diamondbacks. You know,
okay,
hold on
a second. Watched a lot of baseball over the years. This is one particular question.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the analytics part of the game where you saw with the Aaron Boone move intentionally walking Donaldson? Do you agree with that, or how do you feel about that?
We're worried about it because of that grand slam. That's why we're worried about it. But what if it was a ground out? See, this is a learning curve. And it's good that we have these moments now instead of during the pennant race or during the stretch run, where, you know, in September. Okay? How do I feel about it? As a fan, I didn't like it at all. You know? But if I'm being technical about it, if I'm looking at it from a strategic move, you know, I'm not sure if I change. If I were Boone, I wouldn't. I'm not sure if I wouldn't do it. I'm not sure. I mean, you know, what I remember, Steve, is Robertson kind of nodding towards first base, you know, saying that he wanted to face smoke instead of Donaldson, you know. And Boone is a player's player. I mean, player's coach or a player's manager. So he's like, okay, if you feel you got that kind of strength, you know, go ahead and check it out and do it. And then we know what happened after that. That's one of these things that we have to quirk out, man. I mean, I don't even know if it was a good or bad decision at this point. I just know it's one of those things that you will mark down. If you got a managerial or coach's perspective at this point, Steve, you're going to take that moment and you're going to remember this moment that when we play the Blue Jays in August. Or July, and you're going to learn from it. You're going to say, okay, we ain't going to do that because earlier in the season, and then that's when the analytics, which are already charted by then, will come into play. That's what you're going to know. That's what you're going to remember. So okay, it happened. It wasn't ugly. We lost the game. I mean, it wasn't good. It was ugly, and we lost the game. But at the same time, this is when those things need to be quirked out in April. This happens again in July. We have a problem. But this is when you chart him. This is when you will know. I mean, look, he has confidence in his pitcher. His pitcher, who was normally capable, decided to do what he did, and it didn't work out. Now we know. That's all we can say right now. That's really all we can say right now. This is not a final dagger when we're half a game out with 10 games to play. Right now, we got 158 games more, and now we know that we can chalk that up to experience. Okay? That's what it is. I'm not, you know, look, there were important times in the game where you have a decision to make, and that's going to be a debate for a little bit, but it's not a season-ending situation. We got a lot more baseball. We got some hitting to do. We got some pitching to do. You know, give Sonny Gray some depth. That's where we need to, you know, to channel our energy, you know. So from there, you know, let's just go from there, man. Just chalk it up to something that happened that we know better. You know, we'll just file it right now, bro. That's what we'll do. All right, that's
cool.
What we'll do.
Sounds good. All right, Worm, can you give us the final thoughts on Ray as well? Worm, I'm sorry about opening day. Time for another day, but Worm, final thoughts, and then Ray from you.
Worm is my man.
Worm, is he there?
Worm.
All right, maybe he's not there.
You hear me?
Ray.
You got me?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
What's up, Worm?
Sorry about that. Hey, on my train ride on the way back, I was thinking, it's tough to judge the weather in the Northeast, right? Beginning of April, you can have snow like we did today. I was thinking that it would make somewhat sense to teams that are playing in the Northeast, the first week of the season, week and a half of the season, if MLB is going to open this early, let them do a West Coast trip the first week of April. That way it gives everything, it gives the weather up here a chance to clear out and, you know, avoid any type of, you know, snowed out games. I think it would benefit it, you know. Yeah, the Yankee fans are going to have to wait, you know, a week, week and a half before they open Yankee Stadium. But at least that opening day, you could probably say it's going to be about 50 degrees in the stadium. You know, and not, you know, mid 30s to, you know, lower 40s. You know, weather-wise, I think you'll get, you know, a better chance if you open up. And that goes for the Yankees, the Nationals, the Mets, because the Mets got snowed out tonight because of the snow. You know, any of the teams in this, you know, in the area, even you know, Boston, Baltimore, play a West Coast trip first, and then come back, and you know, back to your home stadiums, and you know, have a week and a half, you know, home stand, you know, to balance everything out.
All right.
But you know, that's just, you know, that's my final thought.
Shout out to Worm, man. Thank you very much. Ray, real quick, give us about 30, 45 seconds on your final thoughts as well.
Ray.
Yo, Chris. Worm, yeah, man. I agree with all y'all, man. I feel like this, man. I feel like there's a lot of games left. And I feel that, you know, the Yankees did what they did. But, you know, the person that stuck out to me, like I said, was fucking Stan, because I feel that Stan, you know, everybody thought he was going to struggle with AL pitching. He's been bombing them. And all I got to say is, God damn, that fucking second home run in the first game, man, I don't even know I should still hit Toronto. That's all I got.
Shout out to Ray, man. Ray, thank you very much. Chris, you got any final thoughts? Because we got about 40 seconds, 45 seconds.
No, I don't have a lot to say, man. But listen, I'm going to tell you this for the future shows. Steve, man, look out, man. I understand Oliver Perez got he's a left-hander that's bounced around a minute.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the minors right now for the Yankees. Look out for him, man. He's got some stuff to hold us down middle innings, man. And we'll be okay, man. This is just, hey, look, we started off a little rough, but I'd rather start off this way. Before anything else happens. So yeah, that's my final thought, man. We Yankees forever, man. Pinstripes forever, for days. Go ahead, Steve. Thanks, man, for all you do, man.
Yeah, appreciate the stakeholder. Series great for me out of Toronto is a C-. We'll be back next Monday for another edition. We got a lot of fun episodes of schedule. Go to the schedule tab at BleedBlueShow.com. Great, some fun episodes this week. Of course, with the Rangers on Tuesday, Knicks on Wednesday, Thursday with the Giants. Audio archive episodes on iTunes, Podcast Republic, tune in your Stitcher apps, guys. It's going to be a fun season. I'm not, I have no doubts about that.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.